Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3.
And that would be Sunday night at Sunfest. Cannot wait. We're inside of, that's 8 days from now. Sunfest.com. Get tickets, get passes now. The greatest 3 days in South Florida, period, barring none. Special friends joining us live in studio in just a second. First, though, a quick reminder. You got to fuel up right for the weekend. That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Speaking of South Florida, tradition. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection, all up in your mouth. Take one of those chicken tenders made of tenderloin. Dip it in a signature homemade Bud sauce. Take that first bite and watch a steam escape like a cartoon ghost. All the sides made in-house. Mac salad, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, creamy coleslaw. Get some corn fritters. And remember, while Seafood Fest happens at Bud's Chicken and Seafood, take advantage, people. Take advantage. Coconut shrimp, fried crabs, crab cakes, oysters. This is family-owned and operated. This is the American dream. This is Bud in 1957 starting a restaurant. The grandkids running them today. If you love this country, if you love the American dream and the idea of work hard so your family can continue to do well and they can work even harder and do even better, that's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Order right now at budschicken.com, budschicken.com, 6 locations, Palm Beach County. Remember, greatest chicken tenders of your life made with USDA tenderloin. The others don't do that. They're just not Bud's. That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Yum, yum. See, I could take the stage. Maybe not, you know, prime time, but maybe Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock or so. We got friends joining us in studio ahead of Sunfest, which is next weekend. My three favorite days of the entire year. We'll say hello, first of all, to Dan and then to Amanda in that order. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
And nice to meet you, by the way.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Thank Amanda Atwater, Dan Good from Sunfest joining us in advance. This is the 3 days that we count down, 362 days to get to. For you guys, people don't realize. They think, oh, it's the weekend. This is a 54-week-a-year job. You get started 2 weeks before on the year after, I would imagine. Is that a close, Dan?
Yeah, I'd say that's very close. I always get picked on because I work 3 days a year, but there's a lot that goes into it.
They have no idea. They have no. And you actually volunteer, I think, over her, Amanda.
Yes, I volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're a community spokesperson on behalf of Sunfest. You're a huge fan, like me.
Yes.
You have a history with the festival, and you recognize that this is those 3 days that I don't care what else is going on in your life. Maybe your sister's getting married. Too bad. Should probably get married again anyway. You know, like, it's not going to work out the first time. So you got to make sure that you hit Sunfest instead. Tickets, passes, all available at sunfest.com. Congratulations, guys. The lineup this year, outstanding. The schedule, outstanding. Art District back once again. And then a brand new electronic music barge. And I'll let Dan, you speak on that for just a second, because I got friends that are playing this. My people are actually performing on your electronic barge.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Working with Adam, I think that's who you're talking about.
Adam Lipson.
Yes, he's awesome.
Mr. Trombone.
Spazio, Lenora's. Yep. We're teaming up with us. And they've done a great job of bringing something we didn't have with the lineup. So we're super excited about that.
And that's a growing segment, obviously, of music and festival, and brings a different demographic as well. But if I asked Amanda Atwater who she's most looking forward to, is she going to give me a diplomatic answer? Is she going to play politics and say, well, looking forward to all, or is she going to say, actually, Friday night, a little Shaggy, little Nelly, Saturday, a little Cole Swindell, Sunday, you got a tough call because you got Revolution, if memory serves me correct, on Ford stage, but an Ideal Nutrition, you're going to have Third Eye Blind that we,
yeah.
So who are you most looking forward to? Not that I'm going to tell the other artists, but who's Amanda most looking forward to at Sunfest 2024, May 3rd through 5th, along the waterfront of downtown West Palm Beach?
I got to say, to pick a little bit of everything from my favorite genres, definitely Nelly, Cole Swindell, and then I'm really excited for those like 2000s punk, emo.
And Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the lineup, you know, the most overused expression in festivals and events is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. I think it's lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like you hear everyone, there's something for everyone. There's not, but there really ever truly isn't. Sunfest. There actually is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. And there's nothing in the world that brings people together like live music. You know, I'm in sports, but I'm in music entertainment, and I do events all over the world. And I'm telling you, you go to a sporting event, the guy next to you wants your team to lose, right? You go to a fight card, and the lady next to you, she wants your fighter to get knocked out, even if it's a dear friend of yours. But people of every race, creed, color, sexual orientation, socioeconomic, they stand side by side, they sing along together, and they raise the vibration of the entire universe. That's what live music does. And when your backdrop is the Intracoastal and the palm trees and the skyline of downtown West Palm Beach, I'm sorry. To me, Sunfest is the greatest music festival in the country because it's not too big, it's not too small, it's not too long, it's not three consecutive weekends, and you look at the setting and you feel the vibes of the people that know they live in paradise. What's better than May 3rd through 5th, Sunfest on the waterfront?
It's like you're the mayor.
It's like I'm the official, and we were joking about that. I got this title from a listener in 2000, I want to say 9 or 10, where they said, it's like you're the official unofficial mayor. And so I had to think about what he was saying, because it's actually a backhanded compliment. You're the official unofficial mayor of Sunfest. So I embraced it. Like, yes, officially, I'm unofficial in every way. So I became someone that people would text and say, hey, do you know what time so-and-so goes on? And I would text them back a link to the app. Or they would say, hey, do you know which part? And like, I don't work for Sunfest. But they're like, well, they associate, you're like synonymous with it. What are you most excited that's new this year? Because part of the Sunfest experience, Dan, is that while you know what to expect, and while you know what you love and what you always go back to, there's always, like Las Vegas or theme parks, there's always a new addition, a new attraction that taps into listening to the people, knowing what they want, knowing what they've asked for. What are you most excited that's new to Sunfest 2024 that wasn't here last year?
Well, I think that's what you're saying. I think overall, it's us getting back to our roots. It's kind of tying back into the community.
Amen.
I've been here a while, and we've kind of seen it change through the years. Mm-hmm. We started off as a jazz festival. We've obviously evolved to a mainstream. Like you said, we have a little bit for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Legitimately, though.
Yes,
not just saying
yes.
There's something for everyone. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a lot of the changes we made. Like we took the art district away in 23. Mm-hmm. It wasn't well received of not having it.
Right.
So we certainly listened to them bringing that back. We talked about the changes on the barge. I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
I just think the lineup's been very well received.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Food became a thing in the last couple of years. Because it used to be, get arepas, get hot dogs, get, the car. But now there's like this little zone. And Amanda's nodding because, are you a little bit of a foodie?
Oh, yeah. I love a culinary experience.
Right. So there's like guacamole and street corn and stuff like that didn't used to exist.
Yeah.
Sunfest isn't just for grab a beverage and go rock out. Mm-hmm. Now there's a little bit more of that dining thing. Now when I said food, all of a sudden Dan wakes up.
No, Josh didn't ask me about the food. He's assuming.
I'm more
a hot dog guy probably.
Is what are you? Are you?
No.
Catch up on a hot dog, yes or no?
Not,
Dan, good.
No. Costco maybe, right?
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Amanda Atwater. Yeah. Catch up on a hot dog, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm old school like that. Sunfest.com, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day passes, VIP, 4 stage, VIP in the Palm area, the Ideal Nutrition stage. That's the Meyer Amphitheater there. Of course, you got your silver and gold passes. Well, they're limited supply if you can. And then the electronic barge experience. It is the best value in music. It's the best value in music festival. And it is the single best 3 days in South Florida of the entire year. It is Sunfest. Friday, I'm getting out there because Shaggy and Anelli is just that's how you kick off your weekend. Mm-hmm. And I guess you'll be beside me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll be. Now, does Dan experience the Nelly? You know those songs by heart.
Love Nelly.
Everybody
love
does.
Nelly. I'll be around.
Come on, you got a page from Courtney B up in New Jersey telling you about a party up in NYC. Can I make it? Damn right. I'll be on the next flight. we're going to put Dan Good in the hot seat. In that song.
Oh, no.
In that song. You got a page from Courtney B up in New Jersey telling him about a party up in NYC. Can you make it damn right? I'll be on the next flight. First class paying cash sitting next to which game show celebrity? Oh, that's a tough question. And I know you know. Amanda knows Dan.
Josh, I'm too old, man.
What are you, 46 years old?
No, you definitely know this game show host.
This is a game show celebrity that you watched in the 80s and 90s. And I did too. And we also, okay, I'll give you a hint. Female game show celebrity of the 80s and 90s and 2000s and teens.
Oh, Vanna.
Vanna what?
There you go. Josh had,
you pulled that one out.
You had to spell it out for me.
You pulled that one out.
You got there.
We got Billy Idol Friday night. And I know for this audience, people like Billy Idol. Billy Idol looks the same as he did in 1983. And then The Wedding Singer. And then also now Quiet Riot. They'll be there Friday night at Sunfest. Saturday, Cole Swindell, Young Gravy. He's huge now. Revivalist, Ellie King, Dylan Scott. Many more. Revolution's going to close the show on the Ford stage Sunday night. And they're kind of an island, kind of a reggae vibe, a South Florida. And that's what you need Sunday night. When you say goodbye to Sunfest, there needs to be that kind of, we live in paradise vacation vibe.
No Sunday scaries.
No Sunday scaries. And you heard Third Eye Blind, which you played a moment ago. Dashboard Confessional, Modest Yahoo, tremendous. Boys Like Girls. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's more in your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And many more. And Cassidy Pope, too, by the way, who I believe is a local.
Yeah.
Right. Who made it huge on, like, The Voice, I think, right?
Yeah.
You were saying, sir?
I was going to say, you got Ronnie Cycli closing out.
And you got Ronnie Cycli, Syracuse basketball fans, Miami Heat basketball fans, people from the nation of Greece. He became a big-time electronic DJ, Ronnie Cycli did.
So I'm told.
And he'll be holding down the Electronic Barge, which is an electronic music experience this year. Is there anything that people need to be aware of in terms of, hey, you know how to get tickets, sunfest.com. You know to download the app. Appreciate all the partners. Get your 3-day, the best value, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is there anything that they need to know in terms of like for me, I tell some folks, parking can get a little tricky. So you may want to ride share. If you come from down south, we got public transit for that. There's a couple of, trains that come up this way. Is there anything else, Dan, you'd say it's important people realize is to leave JC alone if you see me there, because I am not the official mayor. I'm the official unofficial mayor from 15 years ago.
I think new this year we're cashless. So
cashless is huge. Yes. Huge.
RFID wristbands too. So
RFID for entry and exit?
For entry and exit.
Wow. Yeah. All right. That's fantastic.
Going a little high tech.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, so cashless means you can use your Apple Pay and your Samsung. Okay, and also obviously your credit cards, which is great. Amanda, hot seat for you.
Yeah.
What do the people need to know that we didn't already cover about Sunfest next weekend, May 3rd through 5th, West Palm Beach waterfront, 3 greatest days in Palm Beach County, South Florida, the entire year?
I would kind of go, in preparation, you can buy parking passes ahead of time.
Great idea.
Get in parking if you're not doing rideshare. And also kind of going back to downloading the app so they're not bugging you about who goes on it this time. You can create your whole schedule, plan out everything so you don't miss, a food experience or an artist or any kind of activation that's going on. Build your own schedule for Sunfest throughout the weekend.
And it gives you notifications.
Absolutely.
Tell you your act's about to start in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Please download the app. Or, they don't text me anymore. Now they text the official mayor.
Oh,
they don't bother with the official unofficial. And for a couple of years, I struggled with, are you saying unofficial official? No, because then that makes it a bit. If it's official unofficial, it means you're a nobody. That's the correct order, right? The official unofficial. Dan laughs at me because he thinks I gave myself a nickname. You cannot tell me if I'm wrong.
No,
we talk
right.
about this on the air for 25 years. You cannot give yourself a nickname. You're not allowed to give yourself a nickname.
That's why I'm so disappointed.
Yeah. Because I didn't. No, because if I was giving myself one, it wouldn't be making fun of. It wouldn't be official, unofficial. It'd be unofficial, official. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But agree? Can't give yourself a nickname?
Agree.
Amanda totally, agrees. Totally. Dan agrees. Yes. Sunfest.com. I promise you, if you're new to the year, you've never been, this is a must. And if you've been and you're not sure, listen, I'm telling you right now, this is the ideal, no pun intended, lineup. So bring your Ford down and settle in for the weekend along the waterfront. The best 3 days of music, art, popular culture, people watching, seeing and be seening, beveraging, barging that we have. Sunfest.com. You're laughing at me.
No, I love it. I love it.
I told you, I'm a fan. It's easy when you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Good, appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Josh.
We'll see you next week. And Mandy Knight, very nice to meet you.
Yes, you as well.
Appreciate you guys. Speaking of making memories that matter, I've been telling you Brain Matters Research. And for those of you 50 and over, it's important to know, I didn't realize this, but if you're 50 and over, you're supposed to be getting a memory screening as part of your annual checkup. And if you're not 50 and over, well, it's okay. You know and love people who are. If you've ever had a loved one or someone you knew deteriorate because of Alzheimer's, leading form of dementia, forms of dementia, you know that you don't want that for anyone that else that you know and love. You certainly don't want that for yourself. Our friends at Brain Matters Research are going to give you an absolutely no cost to you. Quick memory screening to see if you're all good. Absolutely no cost to you. In fact, if you participate in the study, you would be compensated for your time and for your travel. It used to be you didn't want to know if you had a future that would show Alzheimer's and or dementia. That's not the case anymore. Now you want to know ASAP. Why? Because there's multiple groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments that can stabilize progression, even restore some issues. The work that they are doing at Brain Matters Research is a godsend. Wonderful people that are changing lives, allowing people to maintain their memories and their identity, and most of all, their independence. Here's what I want you to do. They got an office on the Treasure Coast, one in the Palm Beaches as well. Go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreeningsflorida.com. It's a quick little, no cost to you, no insurance needed, nothing to get a memory screening just to make sure that you're all good. Brain Matters Research. Again, go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Brain Matters Research, making your memories matter. We get our UFC Twin Peaks fight picks next. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.